Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Talking about right prior to the break about how important it is to get to understand what God is doing, and that, you know, people might not be a man of God, could be, or a woman of God, but they definitely could be God's man for the hour.
No doubt. And the fact that God doesn't use perfect people, but throughout history and even today, he uses imperfect people. So
we know that for sure. We know that for
People,
you know, it's only by the grace of God.
That's right.
It is amazing.
But this notion that somebody has to walk spotless and be this perfect person to hold any kind of office or even to do anything for God, much less be a president or in public office.
Well, you know, John, that's what paralyzes people because they're judging other people.
Sure.
And their judgments are coming back on them. And they're really thinking that's how life is. But truly, Jesus says, at whatever point you judge others, you're judging yourself because you're doing the same thing they're doing.
That's right.
Listen, we all need grace. We all need mercy. But God used Cyrus. I mean, I think it's important. I think it's probably also what's happening. A lot of people are just taking people's word for it and not reading the word. Hmm. They're not reading scripture.
But we know that based upon Gallup polls, only 3% of believers are actually reading the Bible for themselves.
3%?
3%.
That means 97% are not.
The word.
Do you remember on the program we had people being interviewed? They're coming out of a church gathering and interviewing them, asking them, you know, what are the four gospels? The four, and they were like,
they have no clue.
Bob, Stanley,
which is important because it's just they're hearing things, but they're not reading the word of God for themselves. They have no spiritual truth. No, you know, you're open for deception.
You have to understand this. This is the reason why. Because there's eternal consequences.
Oh.
You know, don't care what men think about you.
Ignorance is bliss, right?
No.
So they think?
The most important thing about you is what you think about God.
That's right.
And if you don't think he's the Son of God, if you think there's some other way to God other than Jesus, if you think there's some, that he's winking at this thing that you know he's not, you don't know he's not winking at, if you believe that lie and not know the truth, we're going to be judged at the judgment seat of Christ on that, you know. And when I read the Word of God, what happens to me is like, I go, I need Jesus.
Dear God,
I need Jesus, right?
Yeah, most definitely.
Not as bad as you. No, no.
Oh, hey, that's
you
okay.
Walk
I
on water.
Him.
That's
no,
that's
I
that's
need
what
I need him.
When you were being given a bath as a child, right? You got to put you in the water. Didn't the water split?
No, not at all. Maybe Pat.
Couldn't get you wet because every time they put you in water, just the water would pet and split like that.
No,
water from a rock.
Not necessarily, no.
But seriously, that's good. It's good for you to read the Word to realize you need a Savior.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't read the Word because they read Scripture, the Bible, because they think it makes me feel so bad. But what happens was, at that moment, maybe you were thinking too highly of yourself, and God loves you while you were still in our mess. You know, while we were yet a sinner, Christ died for us.
Believe it or not, He doesn't wait for you to get perfect and cleaned up before He chooses to love you. In that mess, He loves you anyway, so you can love yourself and be, you know, healed into the
heart. I'll talk about Robbie Zacharias says, you know, that God did not come to make bad people good. Mm. He came to make dead people alive.
Yeah.
And the miracle, you know, is not that I limp. The miracle is that I walk at all. And when you understand that, even when we talked about this, it's so important. You know, when somebody called Jesus the Son of God, the perfect Son of God, they called him good teacher. He didn't say who you're calling teacher. He said who you're calling good. The only one that's good is God.
Yeah.
And that's when you get good off of you, when you get that burden off of you and realize there is good that comes out of your life when you're serving the Lord, but it's God's Spirit in you. There's a power in you to be good, and He gets the glory for that. Not being religious about it, the truth is, outside of God, you remember where we were and where we'd be again if He pulled back from us.
Yeah.
And so I want to encourage you in that to understand, get into the Word, get into Scripture, and pray, and get involved in what's going on, because then you could understand God uses imperfect people.
That's right.
You know?
And I think another thing we need to do is really address the self-righteous issue that seems so prevalent.
So what is it called?
Self-righteous.
What does that mean?
Well, thinking that you're perfect in a way, that you know, you've heard the statement, holier than thou.
So you're saying, like, if somebody was self-righteous, they would see themselves as the standard.
As the standard, right. And maybe the church has seen themselves that way, where they can't even accept someone else with flaws, being in a position of power, being an elected official, Everyone has flaws.
Well, you remember when Jesus was ministering and walking on the earth, it was the religious folks,
sure,
you know, who couldn't understand how can he not discern this woman at his feet was in prostitution a few weeks ago?
Because they were so perfect.
They were measuring her by themselves and their own standards, and he called them whitewashed tombs and hypocrites because the reality is we're all the same.
Yeah.
God loves us all the same. And the only way to God and is a way that God's established is through his son, Jesus Christ. And it's like, because God comes to live in us, our life gradually becomes and grows. We're saved the moment that we make that decision, but it takes time for our soul, what we think, what we want, what we feel to be renewed over a period of time.
To renew the process, absolutely.
That's called discipleship.
That's right.
Which, by the way, is not happening. Yeah. You know, I hear Rick Joyner talk about that of Morningstar Ministries, that 90% of the church is untrained for their calling. They feel like it means undiscipled.
Yeah.
And God's got some things set up. You know, we have Emmaus Road for you. You can go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org and get on Emmaus Road and get discipled. Nobody's holding you back but you. You can make that decision.
Yeah, at no charge to you. It's a wonderful opportunity for you to get some truth on the inside of you and make yourself strong in the Lord.
Well, this is so important. We're going to quickly go to this. There's a prophetic word, a prophetic time. Listen, you have to participate. Don't sit back and watch life like it's a television show. This is really happening. You're going to need to get out. You're going to vote. You're going to need to pray. And it's just so, so very important. As a matter of fact, Cindy Jacobs is having an event called Rise Up. It's so important. But she talks prophetically about what this moment in time is like. This is Cindy Jacobs.
Hi, I'm Cindy Jacobs. Want to talk to you about a prophetic word the Lord gave me recently for America, and it is that the nation is at a hinge point, meaning that either the door of destiny and the door of providence will open for the nation, or we're going to go the opposite way, and it will be a great, great battle for our future. So would you do something for me and for the nation? Would you pray and vote?
Your nation. Release the blessing of God. Speak about the beauty of the Lord and what God wants to do. Yes, there are many challenges, but none are too great for me. And the Lord says, I am going to begin to change things in this nation. You cannot imagine what I am going to do.
RiseUp18.com. Listen, it's time for us to rise up across the nation. Pastor John Kilpatrick is holding a midterm prayer. Listen, God looks for people to stand in the gap. Right where you are, you can begin to pray and begin to say, God, no matter what I'm thinking, no matter what I'm hearing, I'm turning to you. You're all omnipresent. You're omnipotent. You're right here, just like in Acts chapter 17. He says he's right there just waiting for you to reach out and to acknowledge him. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, God's done so many awesome things that we prayed for years.
For years. And we're actually starting to see them come to pass.
Yes, but we prayed for years without seeing things, and it was really...
So don't give up.
You don't give up, and we're seeing it, but understand, it's just like a father that says, you know, okay, January you wanted to be with me, but I want to know if you want to be with me in February.
That's right.
I want to know if you're going to be with me in March. And it's not like you just check off a box and, you know, I love you, God, and I did what was right one particular year. It's like we stay continually in intimate relationship with him. That's why we actually ask him always and thank him for our food, and we abide with him. If you don't know how about abiding, we have a simple plan for you at iabide.org. Listen, it's about intimacy. We're coming to an end, but I want to hear from you. You know, what are your thoughts? Maybe you're moving prophetically yourself. Comment below. Share those prophetic words. Pray for each other. It blesses our heart to see you see somebody else in our family put a prayer request out, and then you see that prayer request in the comments area and you pray for them. Also, we love to hear from you at friends at VFNKB.com, friends at VFNKB.com, and write to us. We're excited also about the book that we have out, you know, the pre-release of it, I Will Fight. It is time to fight. Understanding that when God's with you and you fight, you win.
And you have strategies for success. It just doesn't happen.
It doesn't. Believe me, it doesn't just happen. But I want to thank you for joining us. I want to be able to pray with you right now. Maybe you need healing in your body, maybe in your relationships. I just pray right now the Lord would just heal you in your body. that he would heal you even in your emotions, that he would heal your relationships, that he'd bring your prodigal children back to him and in turn back to you. Father God, we just thank you for what you're doing, Lord God. We pray right now that you would raise up your people, Father God, across the land, across the world, to be able to participate, Father God, in this awesome thing you give us called freedom in our nation, God, and across the world. We pray, Father God, for all those right now that are wanting to be a part of the economy and what's taking place that you're going to bring to this nation, God, in a legal way, God. We pray, Lord God, that you would end abortion, that you would send revival, that you would send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.